Hello, everyone. Welcome to English for You. I'm Christopher.
And I'm Jeffrey. Now, in today's lesson, which is part two of our fun facts, we're going to talk about some ways to have fun. And let's start with swimming.
Ah, swimming. I love swimming, especially outdoors. I much prefer swimming in lakes or little rivers instead of swimming in a pool.
Now, I think these days, lots of people don't want to swim in a lake or a river because they're afraid that the water is too dirty. But a lot of people growing up have experiences of doing this one or two times. I have swum in both rivers and lakes, although it's been a really long time.
I agree. Now, the one danger I can think of that Taiwanese people tend to tell me why they don't swim outside is because of the current.
Yes, a strong current can make swimming very dangerous. So, Chris, let's play it safe and just go on with our first question.
Reading. Fun facts. Taking a dip in a lake when it's hot out is a great way to relax. Some countries have more lakes than others, but can you guess which country has the most lakes? A. Finland. B. Russia. C. Canada. Your mind is as clear as water if you guessed C. Canada has so many lakes that nobody has counted all of them. However, researchers believe the country has about 3 million lakes. That means that Canada has about 60% of the world's lakes. In fact, fresh water covers almost 9% of the country. Canada shares its largest lake, Superior, with the U.S. Lake Superior is 82,100 square kilometers in size. Compare that to Taiwan, which is 36,193 square kilometers, and you can see how huge Lake Superior is. Earthquakes are scary events, but scientists can understand them better by using seismometers. Can you guess where the first seismometer was invented, though? A. In ancient China. B. In San Francisco. C. In feudal Japan. You might be a mover and shaker if you guessed A. While modern seismometers are advanced devices, the first one was still ingenious. Chang Heng lived in China's Han Dynasty and wanted to come up with a way to record earthquakes. In AD 132, he created a bronze vessel with dragon heads. Each head had a metal ball in its mouth. During an earthquake, a metal stick inside the vessel would move and push one of the dragon's tongues. The ball in its mouth would then fall out. Thus, Zhang made the world's first seismometer.
Taking a dip in a lake when it's hot out is a great way to relax. Dip. Dip is a verb, and this means to put something in liquid briefly. We spell it D-I-P. D-I-P, dip. Now, when we say taking a dip in a lake, we don't actually mean just hopping in the lake and then getting out immediately. We kind of just mean spending some time in the water.
There's also a noun, dip, which is perhaps cheese or beans or salsa that you buy to make your chips more delicious.
That's
so
right.
A lot of times when you're having a party, you will buy chips and dip for the party. It's a great snack. Okay, but here it's a verb, so it's the action of putting something or yourself into a liquid. And the article asks, some countries have more lakes than others, but can you guess which country has the most lakes? And our options are A, Finland, B, Russia, and C, Canada. So what do you think the answer is, Chris?
I want to go with Russia, because Russia is huge. It's the largest country in the world. So I feel that Russia would likely have the most lakes.
Well, something interesting about all these countries is they're quite big and they're quite cold. They're far in the north. But I have heard that there is a lot of fresh water in Canada. And I know that lakes have fresh water. That means it's not salt water. So lakes, ponds, and rivers have fresh water, and oceans and seas have salt water. So I'm going to go with Canada.
All right. Well, let's find out what the answer is. Your mind is as clear as water if you guessed C. Good job, Jeffrey. Canada has so many lakes that nobody has counted them all. Oh, that's pretty crazy. However, researchers believe the country has about 3 million lakes.
That is a large number of lakes, too, and I bet a lot of them are very small. Now, I do know about the Great Lakes, which are in the northern part of the United States, and I guess my country, the United States, shares these with Canada, so the lakes really belong to both countries.
That's right. I've actually been to four of the Great Lakes. How about you?
I have been to only one. It's called Lake Michigan, which is next to Chicago, the big city of Chicago. And Michigan is a state, but the biggest city next to Lake Michigan is in Illinois, the state of Illinois. So there's some American geography for you.
That's right. Where Jeffrey is from and where I'm from is separated by Lake Michigan. So we can actually take a ferry, a boat, from one state to the other. But we don't need to because we're friends and we live here in Taiwan.
All right, let's look at the word researcher, which was in the last sentence we read. However, researchers believe the country has about 3 million lakes. Now, we should trust researchers because they're pretty smart people and they try to find information. So, a researcher is someone who does a detailed study of a subject. In fact, the noun research, it means a detailed study of a subject in order to discover information or a new understanding of it, okay? And the researcher is the person who does research. And a lot of these researchers are in universities, so professors are often researchers also. They teach classes. At the same time, they research topics to write books and expand the knowledge of the world.
That's right. And the university often pays them to do the research because if the person doing the research, the researcher, makes some kind of important discovery, then the university will get some credit for that. So it's pretty, it's a win-win situation for both people.
And you can research just about anything, including people. So our example sentence is, a researcher at the university wrote an article about a local tribe. Right, he wrote an article because once you learn something new, once you make a discovery, you write an article to share that with your students and anybody who's interested in that subject. Well, let's learn some more about Canada. The article says, that means that Canada has about 60% of the world's lakes. Wow, more than half of the entire world's lakes. In fact, fresh water covers almost 9% of the country. Canada shares its largest lake, Superior, with the U.S. Now, Lake Superior is one of the five great lakes that we mentioned earlier.
That's right, and it's the only one I haven't been to because it's very far north of Michigan, and Michigan's a large state, so traveling that far north would take a long time just to see Lake Superior. But Lake Superior is 82,100 square kilometers in size. That's huge. Compare that to Taiwan, which is 36,193 square kilometers. And you can see how huge Lake Superior is.
Okay, that's about 2.5 times the size of Taiwan. Well, I feel very refreshed by that fun fact, especially since I got it right. But the test is not over yet. It's time for our next fun fact. All right, let's begin. Earthquakes are scary events, but scientists can understand them better by using seismometers. Can you guess where the first seismometer was invented, though?
Well, let's teach the students out there the word invent.
To invent is to design or create something that did not exist before. For example, almost all students know that Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, as well as many other inventions. Now, invention is the noun form of this verb. Something you make, which is new, is an invention.
All right. How about we check out our options? We have A, in ancient China, B, in San Francisco, or C, in feudal Japan. Which one do you think is the correct answer?
I would have to go with B because I know San Francisco is very famous for its earthquakes. And, San Francisco is near Silicon Valley, which is where Google is and a lot of technology companies. So I'm guessing that they were able to invent the first seismometer. What is your guess?
I am going to go with Japan because I know that the country experiences a lot of earthquakes. So I feel like maybe they would want to know the magnitude, which is like the rating of the earthquakes. So I'm going to go with C in feudal Japan.
Well, let's see who is correct. The answer says, you might be a mover and a shaker if you guessed A. Well, I guess we were both wrong. The answer is A, in ancient China.
Now,
if you had guessed that correctly, you would be a mover and a shaker, which is just a powerful person who initiates events and is very influential.
That's correct. Now, while modern seismometers are advanced devices, the first one was still ingenious. Okay, so we use the word advanced, and that's an adjective to describe something that is highly developed or difficult. So when I say advanced devices or an advanced device, it means that it is highly developed. So it is something that probably took a lot of time to make or benefits people's lives. For example, we have smartphones, which is advanced technology, right, Jeffrey?
That's correct. Advanced technology such as smartphones and tablet computers make it easy for us to communicate with each other on the fly, and that means anywhere. So the first seismometer, according to the article, was ingenious. Now, ingenious might sound like the opposite of genius, but actually it's just an adjective similar to genius. It was a very smart, clever invention. Okay? So the article explains, Zhang Heng lived in China's Han Dynasty and wanted to come up with a way to record earthquakes. So I guess there were a lot of earthquakes in the area which he lived. I did not know that. So in 132 AD, he created a bronze vessel with dragon heads. Okay, now a vessel is just a container, usually to hold liquids like a large cup. For example, clay pots are a common vessel for houseplants. So I wonder what these dragon heads are all about. I guess it was just a design. They weren't real dragon heads, okay?
No.
Each head had a metal ball in its mouth. During an earthquake, a metal stick inside the vessel would move and push one of the dragon's tongues. Okay, so this is designed so that when the earth shakes, something is going to happen. The pieces of this seismometer move, and it explains the ball in its mouth would then fall out. Thus, Zhang made the world's first seismometer.
That's interesting, because it seems like he just wanted to know when there was an earthquake and he wasn't present for it, because unless he's trying to figure out the magnitude, the strength of the earthquake, it seems like many balls falling out of the dragon's mouth would be important.
Well, let's try to imagine what this could look like. I suppose if it had just one dragon's head, just one ball, you couldn't really judge how strong it was. I mean, the ball either fell out or it didn't. But maybe you could have one dragon head that held the ball very tightly, and some other ones that held it sort of at a medium strength, and then other ones that were very light. Maybe if you even just tapped, the vessel would fall down. I suppose that could be a way where it could actually measure the strength of the earthquake.
That is interesting. I've looked at this device before, but I haven't read anything about the strength associated with the way that the dragons held onto the balls.
Oh, well, I just made that up, but you never know.
Ah, that's a good explanation. I like it.
Now, today we have much more advanced seismometers, and they're almost instantaneous with the internet. If there is an earthquake, you can go online and quickly find out how powerful the earthquake was, and there's usually a number according to the Richter scale.
All right. Well, thanks for that information, Jeffrey. And now it's time to move on to our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
Okay, here is our For You Chat question. Can you describe what it's like to experience an earthquake?
Sure, I can. Well, at first, I'm surprised. I think maybe I have some stomach problem. But then I realize the whole room is shaking, and I just feel like I can't really stand up very well, or I can't find my balance. What else do you experience?
Well, I know with a recent earthquake, I experienced the sound of an earthquake. My apartment has these doors that are upstairs, and they started to shake and go
And both of these feelings can be quite scary. So be sure to go to a safe place if you do experience an earthquake. And good luck, we hope you don't. Well, that's all the time we have. I hope you guys learned a lot, and it's been great trying to teach you something. This is Jeffrey.
And Christopher.
And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sentence for you.
Do you still remember the Golden Horse Awards last year? Ann Lee was the chair of the competition jury. I have to say, Ann Lee is definitely a mover and shaker in the global movie industry. 还记得去年的金马奖吗？国际大导演李安哦，特地飞回来台湾主持金马奖的评审团哦。不得不说啊，他现在真是国际电影产业里的mover and shaker。难道大导演拿摄影机都要摇摇晃晃的吗？哈，当然不是咯。Mover and shaker 足以摇动、撼动整个电影产业。讲的当然是哦，大导演李安呢，在国际电影圈举足轻重的地位咯。更简单的用法，我们使用我们熟悉的单字 important 重要的。He is really important in the movie industry. 他在电影圈中很重要。或许我们也可以用 play an important role, play an important part 来表示扮演一个重要的角色。For example, he plays an important role in this school. 他在学校里扮演一个很重要的角色。 重要的人呢，除了上述的用法之外，你也可以说 a man of a consequence， consequence 结果，一个可以决定结果的人，可想而知当然是很重要啦。 For example， after 10 years of hard work， Jack has finally become the man of consequence in this company。经过了十年的辛勤工作， Jack 终于要成为这个公司里的重要级人士咯。 Now he holds the balance of power in this company， 他现在 holds the balance of power， 掌握力量的平衡，讲的呢也是他在公司里有很大的权力，扮演着要角的意思咯。 OK， so hopefully learning English will become an important part of your life， 希望呢英文呢可以成为你生活里重要的一部分咯。我们下次见，拜拜。
Fun facts. Taking a dip in a lake when it's hot out is a great way to relax. Some countries have more lakes than others, but can you guess which country has the most lakes? A. Finland. B. Russia. C. Canada.Your mind is as clear as water if you guessed C. Canada has so many lakes that nobody has counted all of them. However, researchers believe the country has about 3 million lakes. That means that Canada has about 60% of the world's lakes. In fact, fresh water covers almost 9% of the country.Canada shares its largest lake, Superior, with the U.S. Lake Superior is 82,100 square kilometers in size. Compare that to Taiwan, which is 36,193 square kilometers, and you can see how huge Lake Superior is.Earthquakes are scary events, but scientists can understand them better by using seismometers. Can you guess where the first seismometer was invented, though? A. In ancient China. B. In San Francisco. C. In feudal Japan.You might be a mover and shaker if you guessed A. While modern seismometers are advanced devices, the first one was still ingenious. Chang Heng lived in China's Han Dynasty and wanted to come up with a way to record earthquakes. In AD 132, he created a bronze vessel with dragon heads.Each head had a metal ball in its mouth. During an earthquake, a metal stick inside the vessel would move and push one of the dragon's tongues. The ball in its mouth would then fall out. Thus, Zhang made the world's first seismometer.
Vocabulary review.
Dip. We took a dip in the river, but it was too cold to stay in. Researcher. Researchers have discovered a new cure for the dangerous illness. Invent. Thomas Edison.Invented the world's first movie camera. Advanced. This foreign language exercise is not too advanced for me to understand. Vessel. The sailors stored their food in vessels for the long distance trip.